This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Members of well-established unions, from Hollywood writers and actors to auto workers and healthcare professionals, have walked off the job in recent months. But more employees are banding together to create unions, too. Data from the National Labor Relations Board released on Friday shows the number of union petitions filed in the past year rose 3%. That's on top of a whopping 53% increase the year before. But more union petitions don't immediately mean more union members. Marketplace's Henry Epp has more.
The tight labor market is making workers more comfortable with circulating petitions to unionize, says Gordon Lafer at the University of Oregon.
People are less scared about being fired than they normally would, which is normally one of the biggest things that makes people hold back.
But a petition is just the first step in a process that a lot of union efforts don't complete. There is a union election, then contract negotiations, Lafer says.
There's fall off at every one of those stages.
Under President Joe Biden, the NLRB, which oversees that process, has become more labor-friendly. But with an uptick in petitions, they're facing a larger workload, says the agency's general counsel, Jennifer Abruzzo.
We are under-resourced. We are underfunded. So it does put a strain on us.
And former NLRB chairman Mark Gastone Pierce says more union drives are likely because of disruptive technologies like AI and electric vehicles.
New technology has caused workers to have to rally to take a stand and mark their space.
That gives unions a strong case, he says, even if getting a contract remains difficult. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.